This is Apollo Control at 127 hours, 58 minutes. And the crew aboard Challenger on the lunar surface now getting configured to begin their sleep period. Among the things in the checklist that they have done is to turn off the power amplifier, which accounts for the somewhat noisier communications that we're getting. This is a normal pre-sleep configuration, and we don't expect to be communicating with the crew a great deal in the next hour, and of course none while they're in their sleep period. As you heard in the last exchange between Capcom Joe Allen and Gene Cernan, the crew will probably be beginning the sleep period about 1 hour later than the flight plan calls for, at around 129 hours rather than the nominal flight plan time of 128 hours. We plan to allow them the full 8 hours for their rest period, which means that they'll be waking up just prior to 137 hours, about 136 hours, 55 minutes. Be the wake-up time, and this would also slip the start of EVA-2 by about 1 hour, giving us a start time for EVA-2 of 140 hours 10 minutes, or about 5:03 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, there is a 1.5 hour pad following EVA-2 and EVA-3. This is identified in the flight plan as MCC Conference and amounts to 1.5 hours that can be used to make up lost time after the second EVA and the third EVA. We would expect to make up the lost hour after the first EVA. However, if we again are running somewhat late after the second EVA, rather, and if we are running somewhat late after the second EVA, we still have the hour and a half pad after the third EVA, and would, of course, expect to be back on the nominal flight plan in time for an on-time liftoff from the lunar surface. But again, based on the 1 hour late beginning of the sleep time and our plans to give the crew a full 8 hours of sleep, we would expect EVA 2 to begin 1 hour late at 140 hours, 10 minutes, or about 5:03 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll continue to leave the communication circuit, the PAO release line, up live until it appears Cernan and Schmidt have begun their sleep period, have actually gone to sleep. We'll be reacquiring the command module in about 21 minutes, that vehicle now on its 21st revolution around the moon. And Ron Evans, now about 4 hours into his scheduled 8 hour sleep period. At 128 hours, 2 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.